Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Coast to Coast AM, I'm Connie Willis, discussing UFOs, aliens, with retired Major George Filer III. You know, George, I find it interesting that UFOs, spacecraft now, it's just a UFO. It's not, well, I don't know, you tell me. When I think of UFO, that's usually, to me, it's not an unidentified flying object. It's, when I hear UFO, it's something from outer space. That's how I think of it now. I think a lot of people have gotten to that. Are you there too, or are you still like, no, it's unidentified?
Well, it depends on the particular sighting we have. You know, I'm the Eastern MUFON director, and we have, between other agencies and ourselves, over 1,000 sightings per month.
Wow.
But most of them are, frankly, just lights in the sky, so it's difficult to say what those are. But, of course, some of them are the huge-type UFOs, the cylinders and the triangles. And the discs are probably the most common type that's not a light.
Well, come over.
Continue with Prince Philip, if you wouldn't mind.
Absolutely.
Prince Philip was very friendly, and I asked him why he believes in UFOs. And he said, well, he was raised by Earl Mountbatten, who was a very famous man in England, who was actually the last viceroy in India, but he was also the head of the Navy in the UK, and that he had UFOs fly over his fleet of ships, with thousands of Englishmen seeing the UFOs buzz the whole line of ships that he had. Not only that, they landed on his estate, and he also saw them in India. That frequently the people that travel a lot, they're head of countries, et cetera, see them quite often. Obviously, they don't report it to us that much, although President Reagan and President Carter both reported that they had seen UFOs and were rather detailed about it. The interesting thing is that the UFO I saw was over Stonehenge. Most people know these huge rocks that are in the ground in England. So I drove down there with my wife and daughter, and visited the stones, and they almost sing to you, but they feel like they might have communication or whatever. But right near Stonehenge, most people don't know about this, are what is called curses. And curses are a mile long, 6 foot hole deep in the ground. And it's the exact shape and size of the UFO that I saw.
Interesting.
And the curses is like 3,000 years old.
Wow.
And right near the curses are burial mounds. And when we went in the burial mounds, where obviously people are buried, of course you only see the bones, but the bones of many of the people had huge heads, kind of like cone heads. And I believe that those were aliens, some of the first aliens that visited us. Mm. And those people with large heads are also in Egypt, were pharaohs in Egypt, were Indian chiefs in Peru and so on, and were obviously appeared to have more brain power than the rest of the humans. And I think that whole area can be, investigated a greater amount, and that I think the aliens were in England way back then.
I think you're right. I agree with you. What do you think Stonehenge is?
Well, it's so huge, and the Stonehenge itself has these 100-ton rocks that were brought 100 miles away. Well, how did they get there? Same with the pyramids, these mm-hmm. huge rocks. How did they get there that they traveled long distances and were cut, so precisely that you can't even stick your credit card in between these huge stones? Well, the point being is that I think that technology was advanced to ours, certainly to the ancient Egyptians, that the aliens were helping us in some way.
Do you think we're, what are the aliens? Who are they to us? Who are we to them?
Well, I think the whole universe is filled with certain kinds of I call them humanoids. Most aliens, they may look different than us, like the grays or whatever, and some look just like us. And in fact, those that look just like us claim that they are our ancestors, that we, in effect came from that. And if you...
I just wish I had their abilities that they have. We got some, it seems like, a little bit. Some of us are psychic and can do some things. But you were talking how they can walk through the walls, and they've been able to figure out how to do that.
Not only can they walk through walls, but they can take you through walls.
That's what's weird. What are they doing? They putting us in a little bubble or something? What's that about? Have we learned from that?
Well, I've investigated a lot of people that, are abductees, and most of them have a similar story that when they go through the wall or the window, it's very much like you're in a pool, and, you feel the water going around you.
Mm-hmm.
Only in this case, it's brick or stone or whatever it happens to be that they're going through, or the ceiling. People that are abducted are frequently taken out through the ceiling and up through the attic that in many cases they've never seen before, and up into the ships. Now, the abductions seem to be leveling off, or at least people don't want to talk about it as much anymore. But we're not getting as many reports as we used to. And most of the reports were from, 20 years ago or whatever.
You know what? Now, I do my own show, Blue Rock Talk, and we go out and do a show called Creepy Hotspots, where I go to creepy hotspots where I know there's already like Bigfoot, Dogman, strange lights and things like that. And I do that once a month. And each, I tell you what, I've been seeing more and more and more and more strange lights in the sky, roaming through the woods, beams of light on my friends, on me. I see more and more of that. So please come visit. And I will take you with me.
And I'm curious about that. We're being visited by several groups of aliens. I'm not sure exactly why one group indicated that their sun was wearing out and it was just a matter of time before their sun, you might say, shut down and then their planet would be dark. So they have to find someplace else to live. And they're coming here. And those, at least that group, are the ones that look pretty much like us.
Mm-hmm.
And that some are already here, you know.
Yeah.
The illegal immigrants are from other planets.
Right. Well, have you ever heard, like, you know, the remote viewers, the psychic spies, you know, all those guys, they all call the little grays Uber drivers now. They're like, they used to say they're the taxi cab drivers of the universe. Now they call them the Uber guys. They just do the little, they're the worker bees. They just do the little junk work that nobody else wants to do. Well, the ones that I've been seeing, like in the Rockies and on some reservations and different things like that, they seem like, yeah, they're just, you know, out for a little cruise that, you know, this is their home. That's the impression I had been getting.
Well, I think some are, some of the remote viewers were my friends, and they could remote view, you know, different underground bases or bases under the ocean or bases on the moon or Mars or whatever. That I don't know how accurate all that is, but it's some of it accurate and fit in with a lot of what we have done with you know, searching photographs on Mars and the moon and so on, that there's definitely something going on up there, that the aliens are there as well. And the astronauts that I talked to also confirmed that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then why is it that you've seen them? I've seen them. A lot of people have seen them. And everybody even kind of talks about it openly, but why do they still not admit to it?
Well, the Navy, at least, has been admitting it lately.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not sure why the Air Force isn't. I mean, I used to brief the generals about them and stuff. And that's one of the things about being a briefer, that you get a lot of good classified information, and you know, UFOs were common, and almost anywhere you would go, our air crews were, you know, seeing them and reporting them, and I would brief them, and you know, this kind of thing. That I don't know. Well, it's really supposedly classified information is one of the reasons they don't get that information on. That, you know, it's like a lot of classified stuff. It's not fake news like you get every night on the net.
I knew it was coming. I didn't know when. That was good.
Well,
I'm ching.
I mean, the news is really bad now. Nothing like what is in the classified news. Yeah.
I can't think now. That was, I've lost my train of thought. Okay, I had a really good question for you. Hold on here. Let me see if I can pull it back out. Okay, you have actually seen of them. Have you actually talked to them in like in the military way where or is there anything set up where we learn from them straight up? We're talking to them like we hear about with Dulcie you know, down in the bottom. They're all, they're making people and different things and all that.
Talked to some military people who have, face-to-face talk with them while they're both in the military, in a sense, And they've warned me, as I understand it, don't mess with me, might have to kill you, but other than that, they don't do it, but, they kind of warn you that they have that capability at very, very easy for them to do it, apparently.
Yeah. Did any of them say anything like, okay, I talked to them, and whether they look like us or didn't, they had to say it was just freaky.
Well, most of them have talked to either the aliens that look like us or the grays, which are the shorter types with the large heads and large eyes, which, by the way, was what was shot at McGuire. You want to...
Yeah, I want to hear about that, yeah.
Well, if you want to go to the McGuire, we can right now.
Yeah, yes, yep.
But, as an intelligence briefer, I used to go in early in the morning, like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, into the base to prepare my briefing. Well, this one morning, January 18th, 1978, I drove in the base and they made me show my ID card and everything. And as I got on base, I could see a bunch of lights out at the end of the runway, like there was an accident or something. Well, when I go into 21st Air Force Headquarters, the command post, I walk in and they brief me immediately that an alien had been shot at Fort Dix and had run away and had jumped the fence or went through the fence and was on McGuire and was found on the end of the runway. He had, by that time, died. This happened around, 12, 1 o'clock, and I'm there at 4 o'clock. And they want me to brief General Tom Sadler and the staff about the aliens. And I said, well, you mean I've, somebody from another country? They said, no, you don't understand. This alien's from space, I said, are you kidding? You want me to brief General Sadler about this? He doesn't have a real good sense of humor, and he's liable to throw me off the stage. They said, no, we want you to brief it, So I started calling around, the different command posts on the base and the security police and the... radar people said that they had UFOs in the pattern, and the people on the tower said, well, we can see 3 UFOs are landed out at the end of the runway there. There's little men running around. They said that they must be trying to find their buddy who was shot. And in any case, all over the base, I got confirmation from different people that this alien was out there. So, unbeknownst to me, a short time later, a crew arrived from Washington, D.C., all in black uniforms, and told our people who were guarding the alien to take off, rather nastily. And, in any case, our police left, and the people from Washington, D.C. took over.
And interesting.
They told me that a C-141 aircraft was coming in from Wright-Patterson to pick up the body. Now, I flew the C-141s at McGuire, and I didn't know there was any at Wright-Patterson. And sure enough, the C-141 came in, and some ambulance people went out there and checked the body to make sure that it wasn't alive, even though he'd been shot a couple times by the Army. It's interesting, shot on the Army side of the base, and he went to the Air Force, which may mean something.
Oh.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Visa. Visa. Everywhere you want to be.